Art, what do you think of the deal?
Well, if this pencils out and if everybody does what they have committed to, this is going to be a real boon to the city of Seattle. It's a privately financed deal with the exception of $200 million in public participation, which is more than covered by three key aspects. Rent, taxes that are user-generated that wouldn't be available otherwise unless the arena were built, and the commitment by the private ownership to cover any revenue shortfall that doesn't cover the bond that the county and the city will be expected to issue to begin construction. So that really alleviates the biggest concern, I think, of most taxpayers, most citizens. They don't want any new taxes. They don't want any money taken from the general fund to sustain this enterprise. And according to the proposal and according to the plan, there will be no new taxes. There will be no money coming out of any other budget in the city. It will be a self-sustaining enterprise.
In the news conference, they referenced Initiative 91 that was approved in 2006 by voters that said a profit must be returned to the city on any investment made toward a sports arena. So that's kind of putting that in place there.
Yeah, the mayor was very explicit. He voted for I-91. He said that this plan was designed to make sure it complied with the limits of I-91, and he said this plan does. If he can execute on the plan, I-91 will not be an impediment.
Speaking of executing on the plan, this is still a plan, a proposal. It's not a done deal yet. What are the most difficult aspects you see moving forward?
Well, I think the sequence of events is going to be a real challenge. The principal investor is Chris Hansen, who is a Seattle-raised guy, a big Sonics fan, who made millions in operating a hedge fund in San Francisco. His biggest challenge is to secure an NBA and an NHL franchise before the city will commit its resources. The city, of course, doesn't want to be spending money that isn't going to work towards an arena, and Hansen can't get the city money until he gets the team. So that means that the city is going to be in the position, or Hansen initiating it, of poaching two teams, one from the NHL, one from the NBA, to make this thing work. That's not going to be received well in some quarters, but then again, this is a ruthless business, pro sports, and it's not clear yet to anybody that I spoke to at the press conference how this little cha-cha is going to work, who takes what step when in order to get something done. And by the way, I asked the question, from groundbreaking to conclusion, how long is it going to take to build the arena? So it's 2 years, and that's after groundbreaking.
And we're talking about an area of land south of the Safeco Field parking lot. And Art, one of the things I heard mentioned a lot during the news conference is bringing the Sonics back to Seattle, and they can, in fact, do that because the city retained the name and colors.
Well, yes, they will return the name and the colors to Seattle. The Sonics that are in Oklahoma City are the Thunder and will stay there. So if there's any confusion about bringing them back, let's clear that up. A new team will be here, and the owner has the right to use the name and colors. That's a detail that's going to be worked out and was not clear at the press conference.
All right, Art, we'll stay with this story. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.